it's accepting, really. It's building a system that it's not dependent on those factors, you know, not needing to have sort of a good year with prices to be profitable, not needing to sort of have to be fertilizer prices to be at a certain level or for feed prices to be at a certain level. Sort of controlling the controllables. So if we, and the controllables really are the things that we can do something about, is our sort of our own farming system, our own, you know, the way we treat our stock and the choices we make on our businesses, rather than worrying about sort of the weather and worrying about prices, about worrying about fuels and so on and so on. So it's about managing yourself, really, and it does help when you sort of explain that to yourself from a mental health point of view, and when you, it's just a mindset, really.
And how do you see young people's future in agriculture?
There's definitely opportunities. It saddens me to see maybe a generation of people think sort of advising young farmers to go out and find other work and find another trade or go elsewhere for work, when there is an industry here needing that energy and enthusiasm that youngsters would bring. The way I look at it, there are opportunities out there if you're prepared to look for them, first of all, and if you're prepared to think outside the box. And really, you know, we're very fortunate in the way that, managed correctly, I'm very confident that we can make a living out of farming. You know, if we really look at the numbers, if we really make business decisions, if we really work and also work with the natural resources that we've got. There is potential there, and I'm very confident that we've got the talent and we've got the resources here to produce healthy, nutritious food economically that will benefit everybody.